Bring an Offering to the Lord. St. Helena, California, June 23, 1901. I appeal to my brethren and sisters in America and Europe to help the Lord's institutions in Scandinavia, which at the present time are greatly in need of assistance. During the General Conference, the Lord wrought mightily for His people. Every time I think of that meeting, a sweet solemnity comes over me and sends a glow of gratitude to my soul. We have seen the stately steppings of the Lord, our Redeemer. We praise His holy name, for He has brought deliverance to His people. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Isaiah 62, verse 1 to 4. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59, verse 16 to 19. We thank the Lord that He has wrought among us by His Spirit during the General Conference. Let His people offer Him praise and thanksgiving. Let them bring to Him their offerings of gratitude, that His work may go forward with power. Think of the work the Redeemer has accomplished in our behalf. Behold the cross of Calvary erected to save us from eternal death. Above it, as though traced in characters of gold, shine the words, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. Then shall we not offer Him praise and thanksgiving in word and deed? He gives us talents to be employed in His service. We should gratefully return to Him a faithful tithe with gifts and offerings, saying, "Of Thine own we freely give Thee." See 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14. This we should do, that His work in all parts of the vineyard may be sustained, that His name may be glorified by the memorials established for Him in every place. Our hearts must be filled with unselfishness before we can enter the city of God. God's people should bring their offerings to Him in much greater abundance and with much more cheerfulness. Man is permitted to handle the Lord's goods. Thus he is tested and proved. His heart must be perfumed with the incense of Christ's righteousness. The Savior must work in him to will and to do of His good pleasure, in order for the handling of the goods entrusted to him to bear the endorsement of the God of heaven. Let us reveal Christ by the way in which we use His goods. Let us, in every instance, do as He would do. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. To men and women God has given varied talents, and to each one He says, "Use my gifts for the saving of souls." Man is ever to remember that he is to act as God's helping hand in behalf of the human race. He is not to use selfishly that which the Lord has entrusted to him for the carrying forward of the divine enterprise of mercy. He is to take the Lord's suggestions and work upon them for the blessing of those around him. Constantly he is to stand before his Lord in the attitude of obedience, saying in word and action, "I delight to do thy will, O my God." Psalm 40, verse 8. Every temporal and spiritual blessing comes from the great first cause. God declares, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Revelation 22, verse 13. He is the benefactor of the universe. His tender mercies are over all his works. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Psalm 145, verse 15-16.
It is his will that man shall proclaim the benevolence of his character. In word and deed, his people are to reveal his merciful designs, calling attention to his compassionate government. It is his desire that the world shall see, in believers who make it their first aim to fulfill the will of Christ, a true representation of Christianity. If God's will had been carried out, there would be no need to call for help for the institutions in Scandinavia. But there is robbery of God among Seventh-day Adventists. For years, this great evil has been increasing, till it seems as though the people had lost their connection with Jehovah. The money, which should be returned to the Lord in tithes and offerings, is spent for useless purposes, such as producing pictures of human faces. The many, many photographs seen in your houses are a decided dishonor to God. They bear silent witness that you have backslidden from righteousness. I look to heaven and cry, "Lord, how long shall this evil divert means from thy treasury?" Think of the money which for the last few years has been spent for photographs. Think of the good it would have done if invested in the cause of God. Had the money God has entrusted to his people been used in accordance with his will, his institutions would not now be loaded down with debt. I speak as I am instructed. I have a message for every family that has been robbing God of larger or smaller sums. Repent. Humble your hearts before God. Crucify self and selfishness. No longer use your entrusted means for selfish indulgence. Do all in your power to redeem the past. Show your friends and neighbors and your children that you regard money as too precious to be used for selfish purposes. Give for the relief of the Lord's suffering institutions the money you would otherwise spend for photographs. Christ desires, by the fullness of his power, to so strengthen his church that the whole world will be encircled with an atmosphere of grace. Infinite benevolence is pouring out its treasures for the saving of souls from sin, that man may be made one with God. The Lord calls upon us to cooperate with him in the carrying out of his great purpose. He has given us the privilege of carrying forward in the earth the work that he did while here. There are many souls to be brought to a saving knowledge of the truth. Sinners are far from the Father's house, perishing with hunger. Do you ask, how does God regard those dead in trespasses and sins? I point you to Calvary. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 4, verse 10.
2:2. We have been chosen as laborers together with God. Then shall we not give the gospel plan our sympathy and cooperation? Shall we not, by denying self, advance God's enterprise of mercy? Shall we not refrain from spending money needlessly and selfishly, that we may bring to the Lord an offering in righteousness? Christ became poor, that through his poverty we might come into possession of eternal riches. Can we behold the suffering endured in our behalf by the Son of God without being filled with a desire to sacrifice something for him? He left his home to die for us. Shall we not reveal to others his tenderness and compassion? I call upon my brethren and sisters to bring an offering to the Lord, that the debt resting upon his institutions in Scandinavia may be lifted. Bring a large offering if you can, but if your offering must be small, remember that the Lord will richly bless you in doing your best. We are to be God's helping hand. We are not to move fitfully or capriciously, but as wise almoners of the Father's bounty. He has specified the institutions in Scandinavia as in need of our assistance. Then let us make a united effort to relieve them of all embarrassment, that they may stand on vantage ground before the world. The debts on these institutions must be lifted. This is the I will of God. I believe you will do your best in this work.